Our gospel for today gives us two emphatic admonition from Jesus. First, do not swear at all. And second, let your word be yes if yes, or no if no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. And these two are correlated to each other. So Jesus is telling us to prevent and stop making promises, because disciples of Jesus must be persons of integrity which can be taken as his word, and no other guarantee is needed. For Jesus, truth shall be our second name. God's name was often invoked in an oath as a guarantee of a person's truthfulness. The law of Moses prohibited profaning God's name by swearing a false oath. Some tried to avoid speaking the name of God when taking an oath, appealing instead to heaven, earth, the holy city, or even their own person. But Jesus said that this amounted to speaking the divine name, since God made all things. Jesus told his disciples that they should be straightforward and sincere in their transactions. Paul said that a Christian should not be of two minds. For Christians who were honest in their dealings with others, a simple yes or no made oath unnecessary. So we can ask ourselves, am I sincere, honest, truthful with myself, with others, and with my God? So our Lord is asking us to live in truthfulness and honesty, because that's what a Christian is all about. Let us look at the life of Saint Anthony of Padua, priest and doctor of the church, the feast we are celebrating today. Anthony's wealthy family wanted him to be a great nobleman, but for the sake of Christ, he became a poor Franciscan. But Anthony was moved to leave his order, enter the friars minor, and go to Morocco to evangelize. He was shipwrecked at Sicily and lived in a cave at San Paolo. One day, when a scheduled preacher failed to appear, the brothers pressed him into speaking. Anthony impressed them so much that thereafter he was constantly traveling, evangelizing, preaching, and teaching theology throughout Italy and France. So he was declared doctor of the church because his teachings of the Catholic faith is so simple and resounding, most unlettered, and the innocent could understand his message. It is for this reason that he was declared a doctor of the church by Pope Pius XII in 16 of January 1946. He was only 35 years old when he died and was canonized less than 1 year afterward by Pope Gregory IX. Upon exhumation, some 336 years after his death, his body was found to be corrupted. Yet his tongue was totally incorrupt. So perfect were the teachings that had been formed upon it. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us ask the intercession of Saint Anthony of Padua that we too may tell the truth, live the truth, and be witnesses of the truth today and always. Saint Anthony of Padua, pray for us.